Shalom to all! Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Parag Gimel, in the middle of explaining Halacha Dalet and the Oizvah Tursa Daf. It's on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, about 6 lines in, with the words of Yasa, and the Arskol Tursa Daf. It's on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about 2 lines in, and today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marz Mem Tsar, Bas Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Moshe to have an Aliyah. And the word tells Rab Yasa, Katsal Kalhacha, when he came up to here, meaning when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Chamson Mifchun Hadassah, he saw that everyone was being very careful in choosing Hadassim so that they shouldn't be Katam. So Amr he asked, Olam B'nei Marav Mifchun Hadassah, why is everyone being so careful to choose their Hadassah? Him to make sure there's no katum. Clearly he held that there's no problem with a hadas that's katum, even though the tip is snipped, that's no issue. However, says the Gemara of Leishmiya da Amar Ibsimun Mishim Rishuban Levi, he clearly didn't hear that which Ibsimun said in the name of Rishuban Levi. The Pasuk says, Vashir Ashmiu Vaviru Kol B'chol Rehem V'Gaimer, and the Pasuk continues saying that everyone should go out to the mountain and bring for themselves Ali Zayis, Ali Eitz Shemen, Ali Hadas, Ali Tamarim, V'Ali Eitz Avais. And so the question is, Loihi Hadas, V'Loihi Eitz Avais, isn't Hadas and Eitz Avais the same thing? What's the Pasuk teaching us? Ela Hadas Sukkah eats avos lulav. It must be talking about 2 different types of hadasim. One is a hadas for sukkah, one is for lulav. And the hadasim for sukkah, the ones you just use as decoration or as schach, that could be katum. That's not a problem. But the ones used for lulav are not allowed to be katum. And clearly, Rav Yossi didn't know of this, and that's why he was surprised why everyone's so makbid about their hadasim. And lastly, Rav Ze'era havatakala. Rav Ze'era would put his hadas into his lulav after it was already bound up, and he wasn't bothered by tasiv loymin asui. And that's because he holds that lulav ain sarach eged. We're gonna see this throughout the Tomorrow, there's a machlokes whether or not lulav is tsarich eged. Is there a chiyuv that you have to tie it up? You have to bind all the species to it? And clearly he held that it's ain't tsarich eged. So even after he did bind them to lulav, he put his hadasim in there afterwards, and that's not a problem of tasav lemina asoi. The Gemara continues, ha'isa lulav atmai, if a person makes his lulav for himself, meaning when he binds all them together, Omer he says, baruch hashem l'shem tsoisav etzivanu lasois lulav. Now la'acher, if he makes it for somebody else, he says, lasois lulav l'shmai. And actually, notably, when he takes his lulav to shake it, ma'o Omer, what does he say? Baruch when he davens with it, Omer he says, now, he makes a bracha on it anytime he takes it, which means every single day of Yom Tif, he's supposed to make a bracha on lulav. Now we have a question, what type of bracha does he make on Neres Chanukah? And the reason why we're asking this is because Neres Chanukah is just a mitzvah derabanan, so what type of bracha are we going to make? So Rav Amar, he tells us, and the reason why we're able to say this, even though Hashem didn't command us, it's not found in the Torah, it's the Chachamim, still we have a mitzvah l'shmoy l'divrei Chachamim, and that's based off of a pasuk, so we're able to say al mitzvahs ner Chanukah. Now a kol ma'idim, everyone agrees b'yom tif rishon on the first day of Sukkot shu omer al netilas lulav, that he says al netilas lulav. Ma pligin, what would machlokes be b'shar kol yomim regarding all the other days? Netilas lulav, the rest of Sukkot is only midrabanan, so what would the bracha be? Rabbi Yochanan Rechan says al netilas lulav, it's the same bracha. Whereas Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Omar, he says al mitzvah zakenim, it's the mitzvah of listening to the zakenim who say that we should shake lulav. Now ma'atam rab lulav, the question is, what does Rav say about lulav? Rav is one that said that on Neres Chanukah we say al mitzvah ner Chanukah, so what about lulav the rest of Yom Tov? So Gemara asks, what type of question is this? Ma'im Chanukah shehim divrayim hu omer al mitzvah ner Chanukah, just like with the Yom Tov of Chanukah, that the whole Yom Tov is midrabanan, but still Rav holds that one should say al mitzvah ner Chanukah, while lulav shu dvar taira, shaking a lulav, which is based off of a dairaisa, because the first day is a dairaisa, like kol shekein, wouldn't you say for sure that you make this bracha throughout all of Sukkot? So the question is, Ma'am Rabbi Shuban Levi b'Chanukah, what does Rabbi Shuban Levi say by Chanukah? Once again, the Gemara answers, Ma'im lulav shu dvar taira, just like with lulav, that it's based off of a dairaisa, as we just explained. The first day of shaking lulav is midairaisa. Omer, nonetheless, he says throughout the rest of Sukkot, al mitzvah zakenim, wa Chanukah shim midvarim la kol shekein, Chanukah, which is the entire yontif is midrabanon, wouldn't we say for sure that this is a bracha he makes on lighting Neres Chanukah? So the Gemara clarifies, Lord Tzur Chadila, the only question is regarding Ma'am Rabbi Yochanan b'Chanukah, what does Rabbi Yochanan say regarding Chanukah? On one hand, he says that by the rest of Sukkot you make a bracha al netilas lulav, and that's midrabanan, so maybe he says the same by Chanukah, or maybe Sukkot is different than Chanukah because Sukkot, as we know, is based off of Dairaisa, whereas Chanukah isn't, and we don't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues, Chibrei Derav Mevarcha Kol Pam Upam. Chibrei Derav, he would make a bracha on his lulav every single time he would shake it, meaning every single day. However, Yodzayin Amud Beis on top, Rav Chono Loi Mevarcha Al Pam Achas Bavad. Rav Chono would not make a bracha on the lulav except for the first time, meaning the first day of Yom Tov, and the rest of Yom Tov he did not make a bracha on it. And why is this? So Rav Chana says b'shem Rav Yosef, Tamid Rav Chana, the reason Rav Chana is as follows, Demai midivreihem. The chiv to separate Meiser from Demai, which is produce that comes from an Am Haaretz, and we're not so sure whether or not it had Meiser separated, so the whole chiv is midrabanan. Ushar kol yomim midivreihen. And the rest of the days of Sukkot also, the chiv to shake lulav is only midrabanan. Now ma Demai in varchan olav, just like Demai, we don't make a bracha on when we separate Meiser, afshar kol yomim in varchan olav. So to the rest of the days of Sukkot, we don't make a bracha on it. Now the reason to argue with this is because Demai, it's a suffix whether or not Maaser was taken off in the first place, but on the tzad, that it was taken off, so you can't make a bracha, that'd be a bracha of atala. As opposed to Sukkis, is just a chiv drabana to shake lulav, as only to do with safek, and therefore we would make a bracha. And moving on to halacha, hey, the Mishnah tells us, esrek hagoz vayavesh pasul, a stolen esrek or dried out one is pasul, and when it was stolen is because the pasuk says it has to be yours, and yavesh is pasul, as we explained in the Gemara, because loya mesim yahaluka. Furthermore, shal sher shal irnidachas pasul, if it's from an ashera, which was a tree used to serve by Zara, or it's from irnidachas, which was a city that served by Zara, so it's pasul. And we had two different reasons in the Gemara why that would be. Now here we move on to dinim that are unique to esrog, and we're going to see the common denominator here is that since esrog is an edible fruit as opposed to all the other species which aren't, so the esrog has to be able to be eaten in order to be able to shake it. And therefore the Mishnah says, shal arla, pasul. If the esrog is arla, which means it grew in the first 3 years of the tree, that's called arla, it's pasul, you can't eat it. Also, shal truma tamea pasul. If it's truma and it's tame, it's pasul, because no one's allowed to eat that. And shal tahira, if it's truma tahira, lo yital, lechatchila, you should not use it. Bavim not al kasher, if he did use it, it's kasher. And the reason for this is because they used to place their lulav and esrog in water, they used to get it wet in order to keep it fresh, and that means that it's machshir lekabel tuma. So now there's a real chance that it's going to become tame, and we have a specific pasuk that tells us mishmer shumaisai, that we have a chiv to guard truma and prevent it from becoming tame, and therefore it's best not to use a truma esrog. However, if he did use it, it's kasher. Now we have another discussion with shal demai. What about this esrog is demai? We're not so sure if it had meiser taken off of it. So bishayim paisin, bishayim says pasul, bishil machshir, bishil says kasher, and that's because bishil holds that since we know poor people are allowed to eat demai, so bishil says that anyone can make themselves poor by being mafkir all their nechasim, so the fellow has a technical ability to be able to eat this demai esrog, and therefore he's allowed to use it. Lastly, says the Mishnah, v'shal ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim lo yitol. If it's a ma'aser sheni esrog and it's in Yerushalayim, lechatchila he shouldn't take it. V'im not al kasher, but if he did do it, it's kasher, and that's for a reason similar to truma. We have a chiyav to guard ma'aser sheni from becoming tamei, and even though ma'aser sheni is allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, that's the only place it's allowed to be eaten. So technically, the esrog could be eaten. Still, we want to guard it from becoming tamei, and that's why lechatchila he shouldn't use it. But again, if he does, it's kasher. Says the Gemara, k'siv the pasuk tells us pre eitz hadar, and that's the way the pasuk describes esrog. What do we learn from here? Eitz shepiri hadar ve'eitzay hadar. This is a tree that its pre is beautiful, and the tree itself is beautiful. And ezezeh, what is this? Ze esrog, that's an esrog. Now, in tamari mayna, if you want to say it's referring to a pomegranate, well, piri hadar, its fruit is beautiful, but vein eitzay hadar. The tree itself is not very nice looking. And in tamar chareva, if you want to say it's a carob tree, eitzay hadar, it's a very beautiful tree, but vein piri hadar, the carob itself is not beautiful. And therefore, ezezeh, what's the pasuk referring to? Ze esrog is talking about an esrog. Now, hadar amar blevi, Rablevi then said, what's the understanding of pre-eitz hadar? Shehu dar be'ilon mishana l'chaverta. This is a fruit that lives on the tree from 1 year to the next. We know that a esrogim can stay on the tree for a number of years and not go bad, and they continue growing, and so that's talking about an esrog. Now, Amar Tanchuma, he says, dirgim akilas, akilas was metargim, then hadar, what does this mean, as in the word pre-eitz hadar? Hidur. It's a lashon of hidur, which is a Greek word for water, kind of like the word hydro. That's the word that we use for water as well. And what does that mean? Ilon shu gadal al pnei amayim. This is a tree that grows on the water, which means that we need to water it, and just plain rainwater is not sufficient. And Tani Rabshim Ben Yichai, Rabshim Yichai teaches, the pasuk says, Lokachtam lechem pre-eitz hadar. What do we learn from here? Eitz shepiriyei hadar ve-eitzay hadar. That's a tree that now is the pre-beautiful, but the tree is beautiful as well. And tam piriyei ketam eitzay, tam eitzay ketam piriyei. Both the tree and the fruit taste similar, and piriyei doimel eitzay, and eitzay doimel piriyei. The fruit has similarities to the tree, and the tree has similarities to the fruit. And ve-eitzay zeh, what's this referring to? Zeh esrog. This is the esrog. Now we go on to the last part of Mishnah. Yaakov Rabbi Abai, he suggests as follows, Masisa like Beis Shammai. We have a Mishnah that's not like Beis Shammai. This has to do with Hilchas Eruvin. The Mishnah over there says that a person could make an Eruv with Demai, and that's because he has a Migu, he has a technical possibility to make himself poor, and poor people are allowed to eat Demai. Therefore, an Eruv could be made with Demai, and that's definitely not like Beis Shammai. Why is that the Taninion? Because what do we say in our Mishnah? Vishal Demai, Beis Shammai Paisun, Beisil Machshirin, the Beis Shammai Pasels an Esrog of Demai. Vishal Maser Shein, Bushalayim, Lo Yitel, Vimnotal, Kosher. That's just the end of our Mishnah. We're going to stop it for a day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.